Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. On their own, the disciples weren't a particularly impressive bunch, even the ones closest to Jesus. Peter panicked when a young servant girl accused him of being with Jesus. James and John were power hungry and seemed obsessed by ideas of their own greatness. All of them abandoned Jesus and did a runner when things got tough. But when the Holy Spirit came, everything changed. Peter boldly preached to a huge crowd and saw 3,000 people baptized and added to the church in one day. James was willing to die for the gospel. John went on to serve the church long into his life. The book of Acts is the wonderful story of the Holy Spirit empowering ordinary people to do courageous and risk-filled things, healing the sick, raising the dead, understanding the power they had, and intentionally blessing the people around them. They were a people on mission, living for purpose and loving people God had put in their paths. How does the Holy Spirit turn a bunch of scared men into courageous world changers? By making the truth about Jesus so real to them that they can't get enough of him, can't stop living for him, and can't stop talking about him. God doesn't give us the Holy Spirit just so we can have a bless up every Sunday as his family. Certainly he wants us to enjoy him, to turn our tears to laughter, our mourning to songs of joy. But God gives us the Holy Spirit for mission. He empowers us to reach out and point others towards Jesus. He blesses us so we can bless others. We are ordinary people, changed by Jesus to change the world. As you go about your ordinary life today, full of the Holy Spirit, who are you intentionally going to bless? Ask God to interrupt your day today by breaking your heart for the things that break his. Is there anyone he is asking you to reach out to?